6 months into my glioblastoma diagnosis, I discovered that a basic neurological exam always tests hand-eye coordination. So much of the satisfaction of hand-eye work is in seeing it come together, and part of being a visual person has meant I've had the kind of eyes that notice the little things. Before I got sick, if you needed something centered on a wall, or labels neatly affixed to merchandise, or leftover soup decanted into a jar for perfect yield, I was your gal. I noticed people's handwriting and fingernails and personal tics. As a child, I remember riding around in our friend Diane's Ford Taurus wagon and fixating on the way her thumbs moved over the steering wheel as she drove. I can picture my Aunt Kathy's fingers poking into enriched dough as she taught me to braid bread when I was young. And even though it's been a few years since I've seen live music, my mind's eye can see our friend Fred's left hand move up and down the neck of a guitar in his seat in the round at the Bluebird Cafe, while the other hand expertly plays the strings. But these days, my eyesight has become more impaired, and my field of vision has dramatically narrowed. I have dense blind spots on my right side. I hit my head and bump into things, and occasionally get bruises on my right arm, hip, leg, or ankle. I break mugs and cups when I'm doing the dishes because I don't see them, and they fall into the sink with a crash. Recently, I didn't see a lit candle on the dinner table and had a quick brush with the flame. I'll walk down the steps into the kitchen and see someone on my left. "Good morning, Dad," I'll say. Then as I scan slightly to the right, I'll say, "Oh, hi, Mom," and then look fully into the kitchen to see the rest of my family standing there, smiling and waiting to be noticed. But there are many ways of seeing, and physical sight is only one. Losing my ability to see as clearly as before, I am coming into a new understanding of my identity. There are gifts in loss, as I have been discovering and trying to share with my family and friends. And as the blind spots grow in my physical sight, what is also transpiring is a kind of removal of other blind spots that have impaired my living. Perfectionism, hubris, insecurities, and more. While my eyesight is slipping away, another type of vision is emerging within. I do not believe this process is unique to me. Since I got sick, meditation and dreams and even prayers are becoming richer and easier for me to enter into and remember. Nearly every day, I see faces and figures in shadows cast on walls or on pavement or in clouds. When I look out the window or along a roadside, I see faces in the winter branches. It's almost constant. And I can honestly say I am not looking for them. I think these benevolent companions, a true cloud of witnesses, have always been there. And I just couldn't see them or know them yet. It's human for us to get mired in how things used to be or what we used to be able to do but can't do anymore. For me, this visual piece of my identity is really something I grieve. And it makes me realize which of my abilities I have taken for granted. But the truth is that physical sight is only one way of knowing. The cancer journey is not a path I have known, and I hate it. And yet my failing eyes are opening to the gifts available to me as I walk it. Some internal sight is strengthening and lighting this darkness. And as it lights up and changes me, what I notice now is God's creative hands all over everything good, making the rough places into level ground for me. And somehow, in the midst of this terror, I am not forsaken.